great pleasure. I'd like to thank also Christos and Piraeus Bank, as well as everybody else for your support over the years. And now I'd like to ask Eleni Vrettou, the CEO of Attica Bank, to come to the podium. So far, we have been talking about Greece, the four systemic banks. So Eleni is creating the fifth pillar, and her speech is creating a new dynamic in the Greek banking system, and indeed she's creating a new dynamic, if I may say, twofold. Number one, the fifth pillar of the banking system, and number two, you are the first woman CEO of a major institution like a bank. So thank you for being the platinum sponsor and for your support over the years, and Eleni, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Eleni. Thank you very much. Thank you. First of all, I would say that I would be very happy if next year you introduce me as the first CEO, but there's a second one CEO running a bank as well. Or like if it's not next year, at least in a few years' time. So let's not stay at this one. So first of all, I'd like to thank Olga and Nikos for the very kind invitation to be here today as the sponsor, the platinum sponsor. But more importantly, I'd like to thank them for making Greece an investment destination, for promoting Greece for the last quarter of a century or more than that, and all the Greek assets. And I think it's a privilege to be here with you today, and thank you for all you've done to both you and Nikos. So I stand here with a lot of pride today, a lot of pride not just because we managed to create the fifth banking pillar as Olga and Nikos described, but because we managed in 2 years exactly to do something that everybody else in the market, besides the government, Mr. Stournaras and Mr. Exarchou, practically thought impossible to do. So after 2 years, we managed to effectively do the first merger after the crisis between Attica Bank and Pancreta Bank. We managed to turn the bank back to profitability. I remember 2 years ago, everybody would say that I would go for a professional suicide, like going into Attica Bank. Now, in the nine-month results, we're going to be posting the seventh consecutive profitable quarter and a quarter that keeps rising in profitability. We managed to recapitalize the banks. So not just only we merged, we have injected 1.3 billion euros of capital into the two banks since October 2022. And most recently, we completed the 735 million euro share capital increase, which also marked the privatization of the bank, transferring control to Thrivers with circa 57%. So in the fifth pillar, which is about to complete in the next couple of weeks, is actually we're going to have a clean bank. So the basket case of the Greek banking system, the two basket cases of the Greek banking system, they're actually posting the steepest, the most aggressive, and I would say probably the most challenging cleanup ever happened in the Greek banking sector. So the banks will have an NPE ratio of less than 3% in the 2024 financials. So what we have effectively is a larger bank, is a bank that has, as we speak, day one, without doing absolutely nothing, we're going to have 87 branches, so more than the sixth player, 3.5 billion euros of performing portfolio, 6 to 7 billion euros of deposits, clean capital, so CET1, which is well above the regulatory requirements, and no DTC. So I don't think anybody could have imagined that this journey would bring us here, and I'm very proud that myself and my team, some of the people who are here with us today, have helped us to actually deliver that. What was actually the premise of this merger? So you know how this whole idea started. So if you look like Nino, basically indeed like Nino, the Greek banking system has now four really robust and sound and like Nino profitable banks that stand very strongly in their feet. But 94% of the market is actually concentrated in these four banks. If you look at Italy, effectively you have 12 banks, 12 significant institutions controlling 80% of the market, but you also have 39 non-systemic banks being in the market. If you look at Germany, you have actually 251 banks operating in Germany right now, which compares with something like 5,000 banks, circa 5,000 banks back in the 80s. The number in Greece, like you know, in the 80s, was 64 banking institutions, both international and Greek. So is it actually healthy for a banking system? Is it healthy for an economy to have such a high concentration in just four systemic banks? Do we have enough competition? And if you go around and ask like you know, many companies, perhaps not the top 10, like you know, many of them will express dissatisfaction. Okay, that services slow, onboarding takes a long time, capital is not as accessible as they would like. If you actually ask what is the number one fear of the SME companies in Greece, which is the backbone of the Greek economy, as Mr. Megalou also said, number one fear is that they will not be able to get financing from the Greek banking system. You also have about 70 billion euros of assets that sit in securitizations. These clients are completely shut off from the Greek banking system. They're not allowed to go back and borrow again. So we found that we identified an opportunity there, that effectively if we had an institution that, you know, would not have any legacy anymore, we would actually be competitive and we could offer an alternative banking solution. And indeed, we were very happy that we found Lagne, a true believer in our story, who was Lagne, our private investor. And along this private investor, many other investors like Nino have followed. So for the first time again in the bank's history, we have institutional capital, both international long-term capital, but also domestic capital coming into the share capital increase, along with a vast, like Nino, a very big population of individual investors who came into the share capital increase. What do we want to do? So we don't like overpromising things, and we actually think that banking is a very basic business. So let's go back to the basics. Let's put, again, the client, let's put human interaction at the forefront of what we do. So we don't want to have branches where you want to, you have to book an appointment, and if you show up without an appointment, you will not get service. We want to have a branch that is actually friendly and will host you and will listen to your needs and will offer like, you know, financing. We want to be fast and flexible, but without compromising our underwriting standards. Does this strategy pay off? Absolutely yes. So if you look at what we will be posting in a couple of days' time in the nine-month results, effectively this bank has managed to have a positive credit expansion of 800 million euros compared to an industry, like in a wide number, of 3.2. So with very high NPEs, with like, you know, very like, you know, high cost, etc., we managed to get 25% of the market ourselves. Why? Because we offered better service. We offered an alternative solution. So when we say we want to be a disruptor, we actually do not mean to be a disruptor when it comes to digital. Yes, we will invest in digital. We will do more things there. But what we want to do is that we want to be a disruptor when it comes to service. So we can actually disperse new loans in 3 weeks. We give the response in the first week. So, you know, everybody knows where they stand. And like from there on, we try to do our absolutely best to ensure that we have happy clients at the end of the day. So back to the basic relationship banking. We've managed to do a lot of cooperations as well that we're very proud of. So, you know, we have a long-standing cooperation with the Pension Fund of Engineers, TMEDA. We're the first bank that went into microfinancing, and we have supported the entire program of TMEDA in microfinancing. We just signed, we're the first bank that signed a strategic agreement with EVEA, the Greek Chamber of Commerce, the largest chamber of commerce like in Greece. And again, like you know, that proves to be very successful already. We launched a series of products that have the highest deposit rate and the lowest deposit rate, the lowest rate when it comes to mortgages. So can we actually offer an alternative banking solution? Absolutely yes. There are challenges ahead, no questions around that. I mean, the clear challenge right now for us is to ensure that we do the operational integration very smoothly. As usual with everybody else, we have set ourselves very aggressive and ambitious targets. So the rest of the market typically needs about 2 to 3 years for systems integration. We want to do this in less than one. So we want to be done by 2025 with one single bank, single system, single customer interface. We will also be rebranding the bank. I think it's no secret. Everybody who follows the news is that I think we have a name that we will be sharing with you by the end of probably April. So, you know, we want to basically give you the certainty that this is indeed a new bank. It's not a legacy. It's something that has very strong foundations. It has the clientele, but it's also like having a fresh look in everything that you do. And the third very significant for us investment, because, you know, it's the first time again that the share capital increase has capital for investments as well, is that we're completely revamping our digital offering. And what we want to do is that we want to be a digital bank, not only when it comes to front end, but also when it comes to processing. So we don't want to bring you for digital onboarding to the branches. When we say digital onboarding, you have to stay home and do it digital, because we will be doing the processing remotely and not the other way around. So I think busy year ahead as well for us, 2025. I think there is a, we definitely want to remain laser focused on our strategy. And I'd like to close because I think, like, you know, this has taken too long for all of you with all these speakers. Is I'd say that previously, like, you know, 2 years ago, but even not just 2 years ago, even like, I think a few months ago, I think everybody, the governor, the deputy governor, remember well, people did not believe they would actually be able to pull it through. And everybody now, like, and I think the new premise is that whether we will be able to create new competition. So everybody's doubting whether a small bank will be able to go from, like, you know, 50 million euros profits to 250 million profits and take the 94% market share. I'd say that, you know, what we've done the last 2 years give us enough comfort that we are people of our words. We can execute. And I would say that to the people doubting us, stay tuned, because we will actually do that and we will amaze you in the future. Thank you.